I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene. And it's still holiday season, but I'm thinking there might be some leftovers.
Oftentimes there is, yes. And do you have something that you're going to do with those leftovers?
Well, some of those leftovers might be bread,
yes,
or different kinds of bread. You know, think about a lot of people have special kinds of bread that,
sure,
they use, and maybe it doesn't all get used up. So now what do you do with it? And I say you make bread pudding with it.
Okay. And there are sweet bread puddings and there are savory bread puddings.
Exactly. So no matter what kind of bread you have, there's an option for that.
Mm-hmm. Did you know there's a bread pudding contest at State Fair?
No.
Yep, I think Famous Dave sponsored it. Of course, they sell bread pudding, but maybe they're looking for a new bread pudding recipe.
Maybe. Well, the one I actually want to share online is an old basic conservative, because it comes from my 1955 Betty Crocker cookbook.
What a treasure. What a treasure.
It is. And Miss Nene, you can see that this page has been well used.
Yes. Well, the whole cookbook.
Yes,
looks like it's been loved very well.
But some pages have a lot more spots and stains on it than
others.
That's
always a good indication that that's a great recipe.
It is. And, you know, bread pudding, whether it's savory or sweet, is basically a custard.
Because
it's milk and eggs.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and sometimes it's sweet and sometimes not. And interesting, you know, I've just followed this recipe and I love it. But it is milk and eggs and breadcrumbs, a little bit of butter, you know, a little bit of salt and some cinnamon. And they say, or nutmeg. Hey, I put the cinnamon in the mix and the nutmeg on top, or, you know, so I use both, a little bit of both. You'd probably like that too. There are many other options, but one of the basics, as I was kind of looking for information, you know, do you do that, Miss Nene? You know, you've got the basics, you know it, but then you kind of wanted some additional information.
Exactly.
That a basic custard will have one egg for one cup of liquid.
I didn't know that.
And so I started looking through the information. Yep, in almost all cases that was true.
So you wouldn't need a recipe.
You probably wouldn't.
If you
could make
that
up
ratio.
Your own.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And just remember that as a basic. And like I say, you can look up recipes of all kinds, and you might want to check that out. I think I found one where there was a few more eggs, but it was a savory one rather than a sweet one. And it was just one extra egg. It wasn't that much different.
Do many of them use either just egg whites, or would some use additional egg yolks to make it richer?
You could. You could use one whole egg, or you could substitute if you wanted. And as you say, if you use just whites, it's not going to be as rich as if it's the yolks. But I think as long as you have that proportion of one to one, it's probably going to work.
And do you ever toast that bread before it goes into a bread pudding?
But that's going to dry it out a little. I mean, it's going to change the texture a bit. And kind of the opposite, usually they say to use like day old, or they might even say stale, but what they mean is the not fresh bread. And because if you use that fresh bread, you know, just you put that liquid on, it's going to be more compact.
Sure.
So it does really affect the texture. But thinking about that, you know, we say bread crumbs or bread cubes or whatever, but there are some other bread products that we might use in there. How about donuts?
Yes. You know, one of the first things that comes to my mind is leftover banana bread. If there's any leftover banana bread or leftover zucchini bread, or when you've got so much zucchini in the summertime, make zucchini bread and play with it in a bread pudding.
I never thought about that, but why not? Wouldn't that be an interesting flavor?
Yes. And I'm trying to think, is the texture going to break down too much, though, with quick bread versus yeast
bread? Again, I think maybe you want to let it sit out and dry out a little bit, because a lot of quick breads are very moist. They either have a lot of oil or a lot of fruit, something that makes them very moist. But I think if you let that dry out a little bit, you would probably be okay. But again, it's a basic custard, and that kind of holds it together and adds some flavor. But, and we talked about like croissants. I mean, if you have some of those special breads, just try that out. And I think you'll be happy with the way you used that bread instead of, well, I don't know what happens to it kind of thing, you know?
Is a bread pudding always baked in an oven?
Yes. And usually, but not always, it's put in the hot water bath. Now, you use that for your cheesecakes.
I do.
And it is, many of the recipes also recommend that for the custard. And the reason is the same, because you get that more even heat distributed. Now, not every recipe that I looked at did require that. But thinking about that it is a custard, the milk and the eggs, you know, if it gets too hot, it'll separate, it'll curdle, because the eggs will just break down.
They can't stand all that heat by themselves. They need a little cushion around them.
So that would be a way to do that. And especially, you know, you can make bread pudding in a casserole, any kind of baking dish, but you could also put it in little custard cups.
Sure.
And I think it would be particularly important to have the water bath with those custard cups, because that could
dry out really fast.
Yeah, yeah. But those could be really kind of fun. And then if you wanted to serve them, you could take the custard out of there, take the bread pudding out, you know, turn it upside down on a plate, add some vanilla sauce or some hard sauce or some rum sauce or, you know, an addition kind of like that that would make it just really special.
And once you've got a basic bread pudding recipe that you like, to make it seasonal, you could certainly vary the types of sauces, but perhaps a fruitier sauce in the spring and a lemon, lemon sauce going into the summer, and then a little warmer flavor sauce going into the autumn and winter.
A little spicy.
Yes.
And saying altering, also some recipes call for raisins, or you could use raisin bread. Or you could leave them out.
I think of dried cranberries, too.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Think about what else you might want to put in there if you want to change it up a little bit.
Or chopped apricots.
Ooh. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
And that's once, as you say, you have the basic bread pudding recipe, you go for it. So then, as you mentioned initially, in addition to the sweet bread pudding, there are also savory bread puddings. Now we're talking different flavorings, right?
Yes, I can think of wonderful meats and cheeses and spices and veggies to put in there that would just, whatever it be to your desire, to make a great entree.
Yes. And, you know, I'm thinking a lot of people would say, savory bread pudding. I don't think I want to do that. Or I don't think I've ever done that. And I want you to think about, a lot of our listeners have made one of those overnight breakfast casseroles. What's in that?
Milk and eggs.
Yes, exactly.
And bread.
Yeah. So we call it a casserole or a breakfast dish or something else. We don't call it a bread pudding. But it's basically the same thing.
I wonder if you took a survey and you had the same dish, and to some people it was listed as bread pudding, and to others it was listed as a breakfast casserole, how would that name influence if you wanted to taste a sample of it?
I think it would influence people to go, savory bread pudding? I mean, it just doesn't sound right. But the casseroles are very, very popular. So as you start to say, lots of cheese, lots of meats. We could even put some other things like butternut squash, you know, some different kinds of cheese, just all kinds of things that we could mix in there.
Folks who grow their own produce could have a really fun time being very creative with a bread pudding produce that they grow in their gardens.
Spinach, Swiss chard,
orchards.
Yes, all kinds of things could go into the bread pudding. So it's a really basic kind of recipe to, I guess, know, to experiment with, to use, because, again, you can just change it in so many ways. And I know sometimes people are uncomfortable doing that, but I think if you start with the basic, and then there are recipes for all these different kinds of things. But once you kind of master the basic, I think you can go for it.
And we're going to put this recipe on our website, aren't we,
Yes,
Levon?
The basic recipe will be on the website, maybe with some just suggestions. But I'll put my good old Betty Crocker recipe on.
I think we need a picture of the cookbook on there too, because it is such a treasure to
that.
You.
And you know, the kids could help break up the bread chunks to get it ready.
Yes, that when mom would make stuffing, and I know stuffing is not a bread pudding, but that would be our... my sisters and my responsibility to break up the bread. That was always really fun.
Okay, so look for that recipe.
You bet. At our website at kjan.com. Click on programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with Levon and Miss Nene, and you will hear all the podcasts that are there since we started, Levon, along with all the recipes and pictures too. So remember, we hope you go make some fun family memories in the kitchen.